Hey everybody, this is Diva Oliveira.
Phaedra Black.
Cinnamon Twist.
Sweet Ginger Rose.
The Scientist.
And Tom Asset.
I like it. We're over here at Northdown Bar and Grill, having delicious Bloody Marys. So, fun fact, you guys, the project ended last week, and I didn't even know that it had ended.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Yes.
Sad news.
Because the
Big
grid
trouble.
Was the last one on the list, on the ridiculous list, and it's closed. It's no longer a place.
We drove
past it yesterday, and I stood outside and took a picture. I was just like, well, technically, I made it to all 10. I just couldn't get a beverage at all 10. So now we're here at Northdown having a very, very reasonable Bloody Marys. Thank you guys for going on a fabulous journey with me.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
I wish I was there at the beginning. I think we should redo it just so I can.
You can still do it.
Yes.
There's the second list, but we'll get that. We'll get to that after a couple more lists.
There's
yes.
List.
There's another
yes.
list.
Yes.
Yeah.
The most
they've released a most ridiculous 15. One of them.
We're not getting the one with
so it's a project that can take longer.
One of them is just like a Bloody Mary on a platter surrounded by fried chicken feet.
Wait, what?
That's and awful. I'm like, I don't think I can order this. I don't think I can do
this. Oh, but
or with
could,
like a whole
I could.
Pizza
you
on
could
top.
Do it.
I could do it.
I'm okay with that. One pizza, great.
Yeah,
I will
there is
get
one
hungover
with
for this.
Yes, one
or
is literally a pizza with a Bloody Mary in a glass
oh,
on top
yeah,
of it.
Oh, yeah, no, the glass is on the pizza.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
The place that we went last week where it was just a slice of cold wine pizza.
Yeah. That one was quite good.
That was really good.
I had too many of those, I must say.
I had the exact right amount of those.
We actually went past Home Slice on our way here.
Yeah.
So we're like, look, look.
There it is.
Now, this is what people see. We saw inside and out. All angles. It was good.
So yeah, I'm a little like I have to find a new project to do in 2015, and I feel like Bloody Mary's did it. Awesome town.
How you guys feel about donuts?
Donuts,
yeah.
I mean,
oh,
I have
yum.
Let the waistline start to
pie.
Stretch,
pie.
So it's
There's
done.
Pie too.
I'm making room.
So if
ooh,
I did a dessert list, if I conquer a dessert list next, there is a donut list that we are going to, I mean, we're going to conquer
list.
That on
yeah.
our own time.
Yeah.
Dessert but, list sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, okay.
I have some ideas what should be on that list though.
Such as?
Well, Maestro's has a butter cake that's incredible downtown. It's like it's warm butter cake. It's the best thing in the world.
God.
Oh my god, yes.
I'm not familiar with it.
Best thing ever.
Milkshake list. I just really like
there, you, there's,
starting in January when it's negative 40,000 degrees here in Chicago, we're gonna do the milkshake list.
Yes.
I did finally have the chocolate cake milkshake.
Yeah.
At that place, the name of which I cannot remember.
Portillo's?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the one.
You know, I...
Is it good?
That's another...
Oh
that is
so
another
good.
Drink that I want to like, but I just don't.
You
yes.
didn't like the chocolate cake shake?
Okay. I mean, I like chocolate cake. Mm-hmm. I like chocolate shakes, but the chocolate cake in the shake, I just don't like that texture
that's
in the shake.
That's what made it magical. We
but
have
I,
so different ideas as to what a beverage is.
I know, we really do.
Opposite sides of the beverage spectrum.
Since like, I'm here because
the woman
I...
The not like Bloody Mary. This
yes. Although,
Bloody
I do like this one. I highly enjoyed that. It comes with a piece of bacon that, like, I can dunk in the Bloody Mary and then eat.
Yeah.
And I am liking Bloody Marys more and more.
Garnishes are of the utmost importance.
It helps. It helps.
This journey.
They can tell you that's how I became, because Patty got me.
What a what?
Yeah, you just mumbled. And Hazel. Hazel. Yeah, that's
well, see,
I was
now
like,
I have to edit out one of the names.
Yeah.
As long as you stick with one name, it could be anyone.
Sticking with...
I'm not going to
be a
werewolf.
Werewolf.
She's a werewolf?
Yep.
I want that to be the case. Like, you just play a little.
So Hazel got you into Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, when she had the, like...
We had the Bloody Mary thing in her apartment.
Yes. Where I just showed up with beer, because I felt that was an... I thought that was, a, like, an important part of the Bloody Mary experience.
And all of us were confused.
A beer on the side. Didn't realize that was not a thing everywhere.
Yeah. And I didn't like it that morning. That was not...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
If I just
we'll
did
just go to the
Blue
Line.
Yeah. Yeah. If I did a martini list, I would
amazing.
Just get drunk.
Amazing.
I have Blue Line Tap Martinis on my calendar for Wednesday, which I assume
yes.
is because of you.
Yes. Are we doing that?
Well, it's on my calendar.
Okay, I thought that it was blue. Well, because Tom AF Edison has something, right? At the Holiday Club? Somebody has something at the Holiday
yes.
Club.
Yes, Original Tea's Holiday Club this Wednesday.
This is not going to make it out onto the interwebs.
I know. Then you'll know what you missed.
Right.
So, yeah, are we doing that or are we going to go over to Lacey's?
I don't know. Lacey's. We can talk about this off.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm doing really good at keeping the
now we're just
everything.
Having a conversation.
Oh, conversation.
But that's,
oh,
that's what podcast is all about.
You know what? I made a podcast with scientists. It was just ridiculous.
I would like to know origin story of scientists.
I have this thing going on right now where I write articles that are totally not real, and I try to make them sound plausible.
Okay.
So it's fake science, and I realize it's a really bad thing, because if they're really well done, then people believe them, and then I'm just giving out misinformation and making things terrible. So
No, it's not necessarily terrible.
Well, the fake science thing is has always been something that I do, so
okay.
That's all.
Cool.
That's all
awesome.
There is.
Neato.
Fake science.
I like it.
Fake science. What?
I don't know.
Oh my goodness. Sober podcast. Yay.
Yay. Haven't done that in a long time. Okay, so thank you guys for coming out. Being a part of the Bloody Mary project. We have two more to go, but those are not like officially on the list or anything. Those are just brunch.
Okay.
So, yeah. Although I'll probably record some part of that as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, cool. Enjoy the rest of your beverages, you guys.
Yay.
Bye. Bye.